The plan passed on a bipartisan 68-27 vote, with 11 Democrats joining most Republicans in supporting it. It would require people to get permits and show proof of some training to carry concealed guns. Those requirements bothered some Republicans who wanted no restrictions, known among gun rights activists as constitutional carry. Wisconsin Rapids Republican Scott Krug said he'd prefer that kind of law, but said this was a start.
I would love to see constitutional carry in the state of Wisconsin at some point, showing that everybody is responsible. And we'll have time to prove that now over the next 5 years in this permitting system. That people that make responsible choices are not going to go into a bar and shoot everybody up. People who make responsible choices by going through a permitting system and getting some training are not going to go to Summerfest and start opening fire.
But Madison Democrat Therese Brousseau questioned the timing of this plan, given how divided the state has become since Governor Scott Walker took office.
We're doing this now at a time when everything in Wisconsin is so incredibly volatile.
And while concealed carry advocates often argue Wisconsin is behind the curve because most states have concealed carry laws, Brousseau says that's a good thing.
The fact that we were one of two states that didn't have concealed carry, I think, made us smarter and better and hopefully more peaceful than other states.
Brousseau and others tried unsuccessfully to change the bill to prohibit concealed guns in certain locations, like domestic violence shelters. They also pushed unsuccessfully for more stringent training standards. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.